Good afternoon. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you certainly should know, I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose. That's right. You can weigh exactly what you want to weigh. It's not a problem, really. But first, you have to understand the issue. If you're listening to this, then you know that you weigh too much. You believe you weigh too much. It's making you feeling really uncomfortable. Your clothes don't fit. People are telling you that you're too heavy. You should lose weight. You should go to the gym. You should do whatever you have to do to weigh less. But somehow, you're not able to do this. No matter what you've tried, you still weigh 10, 20, 30, 50 pounds too much. So what's the problem? Do you ever think about it? Really. You say you love food? Nonsense. You love the way it tastes in your mouth because it makes you feel better. You don't have a weight problem, you have an emotional issue. Really, that's all it is. Now, let me demonstrate to you how really simple this whole thing about weight is. Let's say that you believe that you are too heavy because you have an addiction, let's say, to chocolate. Pick chocolate, pick ice cream, pick anything you want. But there's one food that you are sure that if you could stop eating and stop putting in your mouth, that you would be able to weigh less. Or let's say it's chocolate. Now think about it. Close your eyes, think about chocolate. Then say, okay, let's pretend that all the chocolate in the world disappeared. You will never be able to taste chocolate again. It doesn't require any willpower, there just isn't any. Let's say it's all gone, and pretend that all the chocolate is gone forever for you and everybody else in the world. Now, what do you think? How do you feel? Well, you really should be thrilled, because if all the chocolate is gone, then your addiction is gone, and you can weigh anything you want because you won't have to eat all that chocolate. Now, think about it for a minute. That's not the reality. That's what it should be. The reality is you're going to get nervous. You may get a little panicky. You may start sweating. Why? Because chocolate is an emotional thing to you. We're choosing chocolate. It could be anything. It's not the food. It's how it makes you feel. The taste is in your mouth. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel better. So what are you going to do if all the chocolate in the world is gone and you'll never be able to have chocolate again? What are you going to do? If you're not thrilled, you know what you're going to do? You're going to look for something very close to chocolate. Maybe it's ice cream that tastes good and makes you feel better. Think about it for a minute. What would you do if your addiction to chocolate or whatever food you have an addiction to is gone? For the world, just disappeared. You really should be thrilled, but no, you're not. You're going to be looking around for something else to replace the chocolate that you can put in your mouth to give you the same feeling or very close to the same feeling that chocolate does. Why? Because it makes you feel better. Being overweight has nothing to do with food itself. It's all 100% an emotional issue. On paper, you know exactly what you should do to weigh less. It's really not very hard. Stop eating. Don't eat as much. Eat different foods. Everybody knows exactly what to do, but essentially nobody can do it. That is why some people have gastric surgery, have lap bands, do whatever it is to make it impossible for them to consume as much food as they did before. That's all it is. It's not a question of willpower. It really isn't. If people tell you it's willpower, say baloney. It's not. I've got an emotional issue that I've been trying to solve with food. Nobody wants all that junk in their system. Nobody wants all that food in your system, no matter how good it tastes in your mouth. All you do is you want it in your mouth. That's exactly the problem. You want the food in your mouth because it makes you feel a certain way. People say, you know, I've got a wonderful appetite. I have a great appetite. Baloney. Think of what an appetite is. An appetite means that you want to put more food in your mouth. You really don't want that food in your system because you know it's going to make you 10, 20, 30 pounds overweight and keep you overweight. So you don't really want it in your system. So an appetite is not about getting food in your system. When you say you have a big appetite, you mean, I want more food in my mouth because I need it. Because if I don't have all that food, I get panicky. I'll get nervous. I'll be afraid. I'll be anxious. I'll stop sweating. That's why when people get nervous or anxious, they put something in their mouth. It makes them feel better. It calms them down. It soothes them. So that's your problem. That's the problem. That's the whole problem. There isn't any other problem. You know, don't blame food manufacturers or fast foods. You don't have to put that stuff in your mouth. You really don't. The problem is you can't stop it. Again, think of what would happen if your favorite food disappeared. You wouldn't be happy, although you should be. All you would do is panic and go out, look for something else to give you that feeling of security, to eliminate the anxiety. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. I will tell you how to eliminate what I call your emotional need for food. Again, food is serving an emotional purpose for you. That's the reason it's so hard to get away from it. Stick with me. I will tell you exactly how to do it. And let me tell you once again, this is free. I don't want any of your money. This is John Thomas. We'll talk again. Goodbye.